Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. California is the fourth largest economy in the world, but that prideful headline is challenged by a grim reality. A homeless population that far surpasses any other state, accounting for half of the country's unhoused population. Experiencing homelessness touches each and every one of us. It is a crisis Governor Gavin Newsom has devoted an unprecedented amount of investment towards, even preceding his time as governor. But Newsom is beginning his second term with a larger unhoused population since he first took office. And our next guest spent time understanding how his legacy as governor and path forward in the Democratic Party hinge on Governor Newsom making visible headway on California's homelessness crisis. Angela Hart is a senior reporter with Kaiser Health News, a national newsroom that produces in-depth journalism about health issues. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Okay, so your reporting is on the one hand really taking stock of Governor Newsom's investment into solving this crisis of homelessness in his first term, as well as the stakes if he doesn't make significant progress. What went into finding the connection between homelessness and Newsom's political ambitions?
Absolutely. So, Gavin Newsom has really made homelessness, I would say, if not the top, a top priority. Since he took office in 2019, and it's really interesting, this issue, politically speaking, has really dogged him since he ran his first county supervisor campaign in San Francisco on homelessness two decades ago. And so I think to look at both the policy that he's spearheading with his unprecedented investment as governor, can't really be separated from the political reality that this is someone who really has kind of taken the mantle of homelessness as a key issue for him, really dating back. And it's interesting because homelessness really, it's not the job of the governor of California to, you know, pump billions of dollars into homelessness, yet here he is doing it. And it's really complicated politically, because if you look at, on one hand, him really kind of taking this issue as his own, really owning it, really kind of forcing the boundaries of state government in terms of tackling it. But there's a really immense political liability, perhaps. I mean, it's really difficult for someone with his position and the Democratic Party to say, look, I'm taking on this issue like no one else has. Yet, look, the situation is getting worse than ever. So it's a real political liability for him. One, by the way, that he is not running away from.
Yeah. I mean, when you say that, you know, as a governor, I mean, this is unprecedented. Did governors of the past really devote a lot of investment towards this issue, or was it more a local issue?
I think you really see the governor making a big splash here. Newsom often talks about Governor Jerry Brown, who preceded him, as really, I mean, I think half a billion dollars, $500 million was the biggest investment that the state had made previously. Past governors really have not taken on this issue, and it is fundamentally a local city and county responsibility. So contrast the investment under Governor Brown, who really did rely on the locals to really, take charge of this issue, with my analysis showed $18.4 billion during the governor's first term. And that's only going to increase this year with a couple more billion dollars. So around $21 billion is expected by the end of this year.
Yeah, so it is increasing, and it's significantly more than the half billion that was devoted by Governor Brown. Given that Governor Newsom has really put his stake in the ground on a variety of liberal or even progressive issues, from climate goals to reproductive rights, gender-affirming care, immigration, guns, and race. I mean, that's really a wide canvas that kind of sticks it to conservative leaders in the country, other conservative governors. Where does homelessness fit into this larger message of Governor Newsom's ideals?
I would say the cultural issues that you talked about, Newsom really, I mean, he grabs those and he is unafraid in terms of, you know, prodding Republican states and conservative politicians. This issue is really kind of both. I mean, this opens Newsom up to criticism from those very Republican and conservative leaders. It's a little more difficult for him to say, look, we're progressive. I'm tackling this issue as a progressive issue. Meanwhile, the numbers are increasing. The level of health crises are increasing. The public health threats are increasing. Public anger is boiling over. And so the governor has a really difficult task ahead of him in his next 4 years, really trying to explain to the public, look, we are doing more than California ever has. And look, it's going to take time. And that's really, I think, what the administration's perspective is. Newsom often rails that politicians, not only past state politicians, but local leaders run from this issue because it's so politically difficult. And if when you hear him talking about it, you know, his nose flares, his, you know, it gets heated and pounds his arms up and down. I mean, he really is impassioned by this issue. And I think the way that he has really owned it, again, going back to his time as mayor of San Francisco, really does force him to like do things that haven't been tried, to put more pressure on those who are carrying out homeless policy in a way that really has never been done before.
I remember when covering his State of the State address like 3 years ago, he devoted his entire State of the State to the issue of homelessness. And that's not typically what a State of the State is. It's usually a variety of priorities that you want to accomplish in the year. And he just devoted the entire address to homelessness. You also talk about this historic investment of, what, $18 billion, and it's only going to grow. Can you remind us some of the flagship programs and services this funding went to?
Yeah. And let me just make a real quick point on the State of the State. That was when Governor Newsom, that was his first State of the State in 2020, right a couple months before the pandemic crisis hit. And Newsom at the time said, listen, healthcare and housing can no longer be divorced. You know, we need to write prescriptions for housing, just like doctors write prescriptions for medications. And I just want to, I did an analysis at that time, and it really is a stark contrast from Governor Jerry Brown, which I listened to all eight of his State of the States, and I didn't hear the word homelessness uttered. So it's not to say that he was completely ignoring the issue, but it just shows the importance that Governor Newsom has put on this. In terms of the funding, there's really kind of, there is a lot of money going in a lot of places. There's four primary buckets, if you will. If you look at the primary, I think, strategy for tackling homelessness under Governor Newsom's ideas is really, really looking at housing. How can California fund new housing fast? And I'm not just talking about new construction. We're talking about conversions of hotels and motels, container ships, all different types of housing. So it's housing combined with supportive services, social services like mental health care, addiction treatment, job placements, financial counseling, case management, you know, intensive help for people who are living homeless and who are at risk of becoming homeless, really looking at combining those services with housing to get people indoors. That is a major problem, right? Citing those properties, citing those buildings, finding enough funding for that type of housing is really confounding a lot of the goals that the governor has. A second bucket is, this is something that Newsom is going really hard on right now, and I think it speaks to the political reality that he's facing, which is getting rid of these encampments that are proliferating across California. I've been reporting on this for years and years, and I've been all around California. I'm doing some more reporting trips this month. It's not a secret to anybody who lives in California. Encampments are everywhere. Freeway underpasses, sidewalk, city sidewalk. It's not only the urban corridors, though. If you go to rural California, I was up in the rural north last year, and along the waterways and the creeks, you know, and these kind of rural enclaves, you find these little, you know, communities of homeless people, and it just presents a different reality when people think about California. You think about San Francisco, you think about Los Angeles. No, it's everywhere here. And another primary part of that funding is really investing in behavioral health care, that is addiction and mental health care, and really looking at that as an arm of a way to get out of this crisis.
Hmm. Well, throughout your reporting, though, I mean, as we all know, the population of people in sheltered or without stable housing has just grown. How did you come to better understand why this continues to escalate despite unprecedented funding and support?
Yeah, the numbers, the federal government released some estimates, the latest estimate, and the numbers in California had gone, it's a double-digit increase since Gavin Newsom took office in 2019, around 180,000 people, although the governor, I would say, just a couple months. I mean, the governor acknowledges that that is an undercount. And it's a snapshot. It's a point in time, one day that people are counted. It really misses a lot of people. So I think that number even is, you know, does not reflect the true reality. And it's interesting. I mean, California really gets, there's a big boisterous debate of how the causes, the root causes of homelessness in California. You know, some people talk about, oh, California is drawing people from other states because it's more hospitable in terms of the weather, because it's more generous in terms of its benefits. And then, you know, if you talk to another camp of homeless advocates, they really vehemently disagree with that idea and really point to the dramatic affordable housing problem in California and extreme disparities in terms of wealth, and people are losing housing left and right. That's just true. So I think the reality is it's both. Governor Newsom's deputy chief of staff, Jason Elliott, I really, you know, kind of pushed him on this, and we had a great discussion about what is the root causes of this. And he was like, you can write a, you know, PhD thesis on this. But he did point to the factors I just talked about, weather, generous benefits, and the extraordinary cost of living. That being said, if you look across California at cities and counties, some are more welcome to accepting homeless people, not only in terms of services, but in terms of building the housing that's needed and the shelter that's needed. Other places really revolt and reject that. And that is something Governor Newsom is really trying to tackle head on as well.
So how is this shaping his approach to homelessness in his second term, given that we haven't seen visible progress?
The numbers are increasing. The severity is increasing. The governor's administration says that they've housed more than 68,000 people was the last number I got. The number of people falling into homelessness is superseding that. And so Newsom, going into his second term, really has said, listen, this is unacceptable. We need to make progress. I am tired of providing all this funding without some real accountability measures, without some real progress being shown on the ground. So I think one thing I'm paying attention to for his second term is he talks about accountability. What does that mean? It really means ratcheting up the pressure, going harder on locals, going harder in terms of public visibility. You know, the governor putting voice to this issue as much as he can publicly, but also really putting, amping up the pressure on cities and counties. Now, there is some more money coming in the budget, and we can expect state lawmakers this year to really scrutinize, is the money we're spending working, and how much more do we really need? Is it about money? Newsom's administration points out, listen, it's not just about more funding. It's also about making that money work. And I think that's where we're really going to see a lot of the policy debate this year. I think there's no question. You know, I really argue that this is the number one issue for Governor Newsom. I mean, there's a lot of other competing issues that he cares about. This is a governor who has called himself the healthcare governor. He really cares about and is writing extraordinary policy on healthcare. Of course, climate change and environmental policy. I mean, there's a number of other policies that he cares about. But when I speak to the governor's friends who have known him for decades, when I speak to his advisors, and when you actually hear him himself speak, I've gone out with him and walked the streets of San Francisco with him, you know, in the past. And there is a different tone that he has when it comes to this issue. And I think it speaks to, on one hand, like what's in his heart, if that's not corny to say. You really see his passion on it. I think it also speaks to the political reality that, you know, he's got to do something. There's no way that you can claim yourself as like a strong leader of California and look at everything we've done. Meanwhile, you have a giant liability right in your backyard. So I think that he's doing it on one hand out of practicality in terms of policy, and another hand because he really does deeply care.
I'm curious, given that Governor Newsom is obviously considered liberal and even progressive on a lot of issues, especially when compared to Republican governors like Ron DeSantis of Florida or Greg Abbott of Texas. But on the issue of homelessness, would you call the governor's approaches liberal or even progressive?
He's not liberal on this issue. I wouldn't use that term. I would say he's, you know, moderate at best. I mean, he's pouring so much money into this, and that is definitely something that we see, you know, Democratic politics. You wouldn't see I would hazard to say you would see a Republican pouring as much money into this issue. There's just different priorities and different policy approaches. But Newsom has really rallied against a lot of the liberal kind of policies and rhetoric from that political camp in California. People who have known him for years and years and worked alongside him, Democrats and progressive politicians and advocacy groups, think that he's going to he's really taking an approach that is not human. I mean, people point to the encampment issue and really criticize him for clearing these encampments. Newsom has really ratcheted up the discourse on this. The encampment issue, he is unapologetically saying, this is unacceptable. We need to get rid of these encampments. I think that speaks to the politics there a little bit, but also the health and safety problems that are there and the really like the public frustration. But Newsom is not tolerant of these. And it's interesting, mayors across California and county and city leaders are kind of echoing him. And I've interviewed many that didn't make it into my piece, but it's informs my reporting, that say the streets are not a bed. The outside is nowhere for someone to live. You have rats, you have disease, you have, you know, safety threats, you have fires, you know, when it's cold. I mean, the hot and the extreme cold in here, it's just really, people are dying on the streets. So Newsom is really going after the encampment issue, but, you know, there's nowhere to put people, the advocates point out. And in order for the approach to be more humane, they say, we need to really get more social services out into the encampments, get more funding for housing and for shelter, and be way more aggressive at moving people off the streets and actually into somewhere, rather than this revolving door of encampment to encampment. People, if you talk to people who are homeless, which I spend a lot of time in encampments, and to those people who I've spoken to, the housing and all these promises for more funding, they're not seeing it. They're just shuffling from one encampment to the other, trying to stay away from, you know, getting arrested or getting, you know, getting moved by code enforcement officials.
Well, Angela, thank you so much for your deep dive.
Thank you.
Angela Hart is a senior correspondent with Kaiser Health News. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.